A week after Tropical Storm Isaias, and tens of thousands are still waiting for the power to come back on. Con Ed is reporting more than 13,000 outages. Most of those are in Queens and Westchester. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is live in hard-hit Woodhaven with more. And Marla, it is still a mess there in Woodhaven.
It is, and the past week has been a living hell for Mary Barber, who finally got her power back on last night, Steve.
No air, so much heat, extra heat in the last 2 days. You're up every few hours because, you know, it's not just that the heat is here. You don't know if it's still going to continue sparking.
Her block of 79th Street near Juniper Park is still a mess of downed wires, sawed up trees, and caution tape. A few blocks away on 89th Street, two giant trees are sitting on top of smashed cars blocking the roadway. Arnold Roman lives nearby.
A disappointment and a discontent that we're forgotten, you know.
He sat a week without power, frustrated at the slow pace of recovery.
It's the character of the people working. They have no integrity. They come in here and they work slowly. They take their time, a little work here, a little work there, and go home.
City Councilman Donovan Richards tweets this morning that there are 3,500 Queens residents still without power since last Tuesday. He adds, time to end the power company monopoly. Reporting live in Woodhaven, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
And Marla, Governor Cuomo is threatening to pull Con Ed's license for its response to the storm. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is live in White Plains this morning with the latest, Sean.
Yeah, and that's because Governor Cuomo believes Con Ed and PSEG Long Island did a lousy job responding to the storm. He has a stern warning.
I am not bluffing. I don't bluff. Your franchise can be revoked. Con Edison, your franchise can be revoked. And I am as serious as a heart attack.
Here in Westchester, County Executive George Latimer is frustrated. He has no authority over Con Ed. It was a long week on his block, too.
Where I live, in the very small house that I live in my home community, I had trees down at every possible entrance into the neighborhood that I live in. I could not drive down the street that I live on, and I had to park at a distance. I had to duck under wires nearest to my property before getting into my residence as well.
Well, a week later, repairs continue. Thousands still out, but I have to tell you, driving around White Plains, Scarsdale this morning, I see a lot of improvement. Things are picking up. Con Ed says its singular focus is getting everybody back online. Next up, though, the State Public Service Commission will investigate. Live in White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.